Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Mike Cazola's Real Estate Investing That Works. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 16. Mike, I've been doing this for a while. I'm actually about to purchase my first flip. I'm going to live in this flip, but that's besides the point. My biggest problem, Mike, and you're going to laugh at me, I know, but there's a lot of counties in Florida, and I've kind of just focused on Florida, but there's so much out there. I look at hundreds of foreclosure listings a week, hundreds of them, in Broward County, in Lee County, your personal favorite, St. Lucie County, Sarasota. I'm beginning to think I've got a real case of ADHD. I can't focus in on my sweet spot. I'm having a problem because there's so many houses and I get so excited, and you know, it's a real problem getting focused for me here, Mike. Do you have any advice?
Well, Kerry, that's funny. You know, you actually sound exactly like my four-year-old daughter when I take her to the candy store.
Yeah, well, that's what I feel like, a kid in a candy store, because Mike, just looking at Broward County, there could be a couple of hundred listings in a day there, and it's really tough. So do I focus geographically? Do I focus from a dollar standpoint? What do I do here?
Well, it's just like, you know, when I take my daughter to Thrifty's, it's the same thing. You know, on one side of the aisle, she sees this candy, the other side, that candy, and she'll take any one of it, but she just can't choose what she wants. And then she sees one that's better than the other. But listen, the very first thing that you need to understand and that you have to have this conversation with yourself is, what is your criteria? Okay, because you have to narrow it down, because you're right, there's so much out there. It's actually the opposite of what most of the naysayers say, which is that there is not any inventory, that there's no more good deals. The truth is, there's so many great deals, there's so many phenomenal deals that, you know, you could literally sidetrack yourself for hours leading one deal to the next deal to the next deal. That's why what I like to do is I like to target specific areas at a time. And as long as that area is fruitful for me, meaning as long as I'm able to find great deals, bid on great properties, win great properties, I'm more than happy to stick to one area at a time. Once I feel like I've exhausted that area, then I move on to the next. Because just like you said, you know, up in Jacksonville, there's great deals. In Port St. Lucie, there's great deals. Port Charlotte, there's great deals. Lee County, there's great deals. You find great deals in Broward and, you know, down in Miami. I mean, there's just so many out there that the real key to success is sticking to one area and put all your focus on doing your research in that one area. Because it's not to say that there's not tremendous deals in every single one of these counties, because there is. But what you need to do is take one county at a time and focus all of your attention on that one county so you can really immerse yourself in it. Because, you know, research on a given property might only take you a couple minutes, especially once you've learned my system and once you've learned my process. You can evaluate a property in less than a minute. So, but if there's 200 properties in a day in one county, 200 properties a day in another county, doing your research in every single county is just going to spend a lot of your time. When you can take that time, focus on one county, get a tremendous deal, buy the property, sell the property, move on to the next deal. I mean, I know I'm making it seem very simple here, but the truth is, this is a very simple process.
Give you, for instance, you know, I was bidding on that one property in Lee County, and it was an amazing property because the county records said it was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And in reality, what I discovered was it was actually a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. The county had never properly updated the records because there was an addition. Unfortunately, got beat out on that property by $700, but more importantly, stuck to my discipline. But then I said, I was watching the auction that day, and I saw houses selling, a couple of 2-1s, 3-1s. They sold for $33,000. Like I said, $33,000, that's cheaper than a car. Could have bought those houses, two or three of them, for the same price as that other house. put in modest repairs, because what possibly could a 1,000-square-foot house need? Sell them for $50,000-$60,000 in a very short period of time. So I kind of got unfocused in my efforts.
And you're right about that. I mean, everybody has different criteria, right? Everyone has a different amount of money they're working with. But in my opinion, it would have made a lot more sense to buy properties in the 30s, get a couple of them, and have a couple of those deals working for you at once. Because for one, when you buy properties in the lower zone, there's a lot more buyers out there that can afford to pay cash. Say you bought it for the $35,000. Likely you would sell it about $55,000. So you're going to have a lot more international investors, nationwide investors that have the $55,000 cash compared to $155,000 cash. You know, it's the more expensive you get on the properties, the less buyers you're going to have. That's why when I purchase properties and, you know, after I did my first 100-150 flips, a lot of fellow investors, you know, friends of mine, colleagues of mine would say, you know, Mike, why are you still sticking to that low range? You know, I just don't get it. I mean, you've sold millions of dollars worth of properties, yet you're still buying properties in the $30,000 to $50,000 range. And the reason I do that is because I've found when I do buy the properties in that range, selling them is that much easier, reselling them. Because just as I mentioned just a moment ago, selling a property that's $30,000 to $50,000 or up to $60,000 is typically going to happen a lot quicker than selling a property for $160,000, for the simple reason that there's a lot more people, I mean exponentially more people, that have the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 than have the $130,000, $140,000, $150,000, $160,000. And the reason why I've always focused on that area is because I've always gravitated towards the path of least resistance. So although you're right, if I tied up $150,000, I may sell it for $200,000, right? And that would be a really good profit, and nobody could argue with that. But instead of tying up that $150,000, why not buy five properties at $30,000, have five different properties working for me at the exact same time, and I'm likely going to make a lot more than that same $50,000 I would make by buying a property for $150,000 and selling it for $200,000. If I had five different properties working for me, then that means I have five different avenues working at any given time. So I might sell one, I might sell two. And then I'm able to take those funds, move on to the next deal while my other three, four, and five properties are selling. Now I have multiple avenues that I'm generating cash, and I'm able to take those funds, the profits that I make, roll them into the next deal. Rather than have all my eggs in one basket where I'm tying up $150,000, and sure, I'm going to sell it for $200,000, I'm going to make $50,000. But I need to wait for that one property to sell. I need to take all of those funds, reinvest it in one more property. Where if I had five different deals working for me at any given time, if I sell one or two, I could buy one or two and I still have three more working for me. Why? I'm focused on those other one and two properties I sold, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And man, it's just hard to believe down here in Florida, over in Lee County, those $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 properties, they're all over the place. It's just incredible.
And you know what? I'll give you my own example. You know, I paid in the 30s. I got a duplex. It was two bedrooms, one bath, but two units on one property. It was a nice quarter acre lot. It had a parking lot. And I get $1,100 a month generated on it. So you don't need to be a property flipper. If you have money sitting in a bank or in a 401k or some IRA, or you're able to borrow the funds at 2-3%. I normally don't, I don't encourage people to borrow money to invest in real estate, but if the funds are cheap enough and you're able to pay 2-3%, you know, it's, I got to admit, a couple of times I got offers when I first started, you know, 12 years ago. I remember getting credit card offers where it would say 1.9 until it's paid off. You know, that's the cheapest amount of funds. You couldn't get a home equity loan. You couldn't get a mortgage. You couldn't even get a car loan at 1.9%. Yet the credit card was telling me, and I have them, and they would say, I'll give you 1.9% until the debt's paid in full. And I would say, well, geez, you know, if I can get a you know, 15, 16, 17% return conservatively on this duplex property, why not leverage the credit card? Why not leverage the funds if they're that cheap? I've never told anyone, hey, take a hard money loan at 15%. Just to generate 15% rental income. You know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Mm-mm. Unless you're in a super appreciating market. But you know what? I don't like when people over leverage themselves. You know, I like people to be in a good equity position with a high upside and a very low downside.
Well, it makes total sense. And aiming high, starting low can be your key to big profits here. And there's definitely no shortage of profits. And I like the fact that you can just pick them up and you're diversified as opposed to really shooting for the stars on that one big property. And then if something goes wrong, hey, needs a new roof or major repairs, it can really kill your profit potential.
You know, and a lot of the times when people tell me, Mike, you know, I'm starting off real small, you know, I had a bankruptcy a couple years ago. I was foreclosed upon a couple years ago. You know, I'm just digging myself out of the trenches right now. I only have a couple grand, you know, meaning I have $2,000-$3,000. Do you recommend that I borrow? Do you recommend that I, you know, go partners with people? And my way of thinking has always been, it doesn't matter what you're working with. Meaning, if you only have a couple thousand dollars, you got to know right now, there's properties you can buy in South Florida, vacant land for $2,000. And it doesn't mean you're going to sell, you know, these lots that are $2,000 now, a lot of them sold for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 during the boom. So, you know, if you could get a property that was worth $50,000, $60,000, even though it's vacant land, and it was worth that during the boom. I'm not saying it's going to go back to $50,000, $60,000. But, you know, look at today's dollars, because as I teach you, the money is made when you buy the property. So if you're able to get the property for $2,000, put it online, do exactly the path that I teach you to do. Create your own listing, cut out the middlemen, post that property. Yeah, you might only sell it for $4,500, $5,000. But that's your start. Do that a couple times. Then start looking at cash flow markets or look at, you know, lower end property in Florida. Or, you know, there's so many areas. That's why I have a whole segment devoted to determining the right market for you, because there's so many different markets out there depending on your goals, because some people may be looking for cash flow. Some people may be looking for appreciation. Some people may be looking just to buy it and sock it away, sit on it for a long time. And because we will return, I can promise you that, you know, the deals, the prices that happened during the boom, meaning 04, 05, 06, mainly in 06, those prices are going to look cheap at some point. Doesn't mean it's going to be today. It doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's going to be 3 years from now, but I think we've had in the history of the United States about 17 serious real estate crashes. I'm talking serious. And every single time it's come roaring back and then some. So when you see a lot that sold for $50,000 during our last boom, which, you know, remember, it's crashed at least 17 times serious crashes. And if it was $50,000 during the last boom and you can get it for $2,000 now, you don't need to wait for it to go back to $50,000, $60,000. If you want to buy it and hold it, maybe you don't want to flip it. Maybe you don't want to just resell it for $4,500 or $5,000. You could sit on that property, wait till it goes back to half of what it was, which would be $30,000. Remember, if you get it for two, you're in the driver's seat. You decide what your path is. The key is to take action. Stop sitting there on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen, because during the crash, when people said, Mike, you're crazy to buy Florida land, Florida properties, Florida duplexes, you are absolutely nuts. They're in the middle of a crash and you're putting your money in a very depressed market. Well, how do you think I've gotten duplexes for $30,000? How do you think I've bought single family houses that sold for $240,000? How do you think I bought those for $37,000? And now to this day, I'm getting offers for over $100,000. Don't do what everyone else is going to do. You know, Warren Buffett said, you know, be greedy when others are fearful, but be fearful when others are greedy, meaning go against the grain. You know, if everybody's saying do this, chances are you want to do the exact opposite. Because if everybody's saying to do something, then chances are I want to do the exact opposite. Because if you zig, I'm going to zag. Because I've found the best deals I've ever got, people have told me I was absolutely nuts. Why would you want to do that? You know, you're crazy. The real estate market hasn't bottomed out. It hasn't. Listen, your money is made when you buy. I don't care if the economy's booming. I don't care if we're in the middle of a bust. If you buy the property right, your chances of losing go way down and your chances of making a profit go way up.
Yeah. Sound advice. And there's lots more of that advice. If you want to send an email to Mike, what's your email address?
Send me your questions. I'm here as your conduit of information. So send me an email. It's mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if you want to get some free training, if you want some behind the scenes information, you know, some videos, I teach you guys during these podcasts what I can in the time allowed. But I have a full video series. The site is teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.